utmost for his highest. May the 20th. The realm of the real. In your patience possess ye your souls. Luke 21, verse 19. When a man is born again, there is not the same robustness in his thinking or reasoning for a time as formerly. We have to make an expression of the new life to form the mind of Christ. Acquire your soul with patience. Many of us prefer to stay at the threshold of the Christian life instead of going on to construct a soul in accordance with the new life God has put within. We fail because we are ignorant of the way we are made. We put things down to the devil instead of our own undisciplined natures. Think of what we can be when we are roused. There are certain things we must not pray about. Moods, for instance. Moods never go by praying. Moods go by kicking. A mood nearly always has its seat in the physical condition, not in the moral. It is a continual effort not to listen to the moods which arise from a physical condition. Never submit to them for a second. We have to take ourselves by the scruff of the neck and shake ourselves, and we will find that we can do what we said we could not. The curse with most of us is that we won't. The Christian life is one of incarnate spiritual pluck.